There was a famine in the land of Canaan, like the earlier one of Abraham's time. Isaac, who was living in the southern regions of the country, moved northwards amongst the Philistines. And there God appeared to him for the first time and told him not to go down to Egypt, where people went in time of famine, but to stay in the land where he was. "I will be with you," he said, "and I will bless you. I will perform the oath which I swore to your father Abraham, and will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give all these lands to your posterity. Through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because Abraham your father obeyed me and kept my commandments." So Isaac stayed where he was. The people there asked him about his wife, because she was very beautiful. Isaac was afraid, and said that Rebekah was his sister, thinking that he might be killed if he said she was his wife. So he resorted to the same deceitful strategy that Abraham his father had used on two occasions. Isaac stayed in the country a long time, so this fraud was found out. The king of the Philistines was called Abimelech, which was the hereditary name of the kings of that country. One day Abimelech looked down from a window and saw Isaac caressing his wife Rebekah. So the king summoned Isaac and said, "Quite obviously she is your wife. Why did you say she is my sister?" Isaac admitted that he was afraid of being killed because of her. Abimelech replied, "What have you done to us? One of the men might well have slept with your wife, and you would have brought guilt upon us." So the king ordered the people not to molest the man or his wife on pain of death. Isaac planted crops in the land, and the same year reaped 100-fold, because the Lord blessed him. His wealth continued to grow until he became extremely rich. He had so many flocks, herds, and servants that the Philistines envied him, and they stopped up all the wells that the servants of his father Abraham had dug, filling them with earth. So Abimelech told Isaac to move away, as he had become too powerful for them. Isaac left the region and settled to the southeast. He reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died, and he gave them the same names his father had given them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water, but the herdsmen of the country quarreled with the patriarch's men, claiming that the water was theirs. So Isaac named the well Ezek, which means dispute. Then his herdsmen dug another well, but the men of the valley quarreled over that one also, so he named it Sitna, meaning opposition. He went on from there, moving further south towards the desert, and there he dug a well once more. This time no one quarreled over it, so he named it Rehoboth, which means room. "For now the Lord has given us room," he said. From there he went up to Beersheba, within the frontiers of the promised land. That night the Lord appeared to him for the second time and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. He pitched his tent and his servants dug a well. It was then that Abimelech went to visit him. The king had with him his personal adviser and the commander of his army. Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you were against me and sent me away?" They answered, "We can see that the Lord is with you, so we have come to make an agreement. Swear to do us no harm, as we did not molest you, but always treated you well and sent you away in peace." So Isaac made a feast for them, and the next morning they swore an oath to one another. Then Isaac sent them on their way. That day his servants came and told about a well they had dug. Isaac called the well Sheba, which means oath, just as Abraham had done before him. And so he confirmed the name Beersheba, which means the well of the oath, that Abraham had already given to the place. Next episode, Isaac's blessing.